as well as thermal stability and frequency. I just realized I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Ben. I'm from UIT. I just graduated in physics under the supervision of Professor Anatoly Shkepty. So the motivation, basically, a lot of modern electronics relies on having specific band structures and to have these semiconductors. But, for example, systems like graphene are not generally semiconducting. So one of the goals is actually to make this semiconducting. So how we do this is by basically putting graphene on top of a boron nitride layer and adding hydrogen to covalently bond the systems. So some background knowledge, molecular dynamics is really awesome. Basically, it models the whole system in a computer in like really safe way, and you can actually understand more of the properties of the system very, very easily. So it generally looks like this. You can see at the very top of the image what a solid crystal would look like. So it all just rotates around the lattice points. Below that, you see a liquid, and below that, on the very bottom, you see what a gas would look like in molecular dynamics. So onto semiconductors. There are generally four types of solids. Metals, semiconductors, and insulators are the first three. So metals, the band gaps are overlapping. You can see that on the far right, left. So that's the valence and conducting band, which overlap, and you always have electrons in the conducting band. So then semiconductors have some sort of band gap, generally between around 0 and 4 eV, or rather it's below 4 eV. And insulators are materials with a band gap above 4 eV. But then there's a fourth type, semi-metals. These have a zero band gap, and so the bands are just touching, and these are generally not that useful in many like electronics applications because they are very difficult to create in a highly ordered state, which means the conductivity will not be that great. But there's actually another type of solid. You can have an intermediate band structure. So that means in between the valence and the conducting band, you actually have this intermediate band which electrons can be in. So that means for solar cells, you can increase the efficiency because photons can excite the electrons into the intermediate band as well as the conduction band. So the main material we look at is graphene. So graphene is really cool. It has this amazing conductivity. It's ridiculously hard. However, it has a zero band gap, which makes it non-usable for like semiconductor applications. Then there's graphene. It's basically graphene with hydrogen. So it creates a lot of buckling in the system and raises the band gap to about 6 eV, which is way too high. That's an insulator. So what we actually did first was, or what my supervisor did first with another student, is to create an in-between step to have some hydrogenation, which actually works quite well. They found a good band gap of about 1 eV. But the issue is the system is very difficult to create experimentally because it will not be very ordered due to the random insertion of hydrogen. So what we did, we put the whole system on top of boron nitride, or rather alpha hexagonal boron nitride. So generally, these systems would not bond, but rather just would interact via van der Waals interactions and be metallic, which is not that helpful. We want a semiconductor. So what we did was we added hydrogen on the top and bottom, which bonded to the system, and this actually formed covalent bonds in between the layers. So some computational methods, our simulations were carried out on SharkNet, and we used the quantum espresso package, which basically allowed us to simulate the electron band structure, the density of states, linear optics, molecular dynamics, a bunch of really cool things. And we also used periodic boundary conditions to simulate our systems. So these are just some of the systems we considered. We considered more than 40 altogether. And in these figures, hydrogen is white, carbon is gray, boron is green, and nitrogen is blue. So now on to actual specific figures and the density of states. So this is the main system we looked at. It's the AB stacked hydrogenated bilayer. So AB stacked means that the atoms are not right on top of each other, but shifted by a certain amount, which actually lowers the energy by quite a bit. And when we ran the density of states of this system, we actually got a band gap of about 1 eV, which is really, really good. And note that this is the DFT LDA band gap, though, which basically underestimates it by a certain amount, the actual band gap would be around 1.4 eV. Another structure we considered is basically the same structure with less hydrogenation and the AA stacking. So what this did was it lowered the band gap, as we expected, which is quite good. And this is because we have sp2 bonding rather than sp3 bonding in certain places. So basically, wherever the hydrogen is not, we have sp2 bonding. Then we also have another structure, which actually is very interesting, because we took away the hydrogens at the very top to create a structure that we initially were not sure if it would be stable. That was the biggest question about this. And what we found was that we actually get intermediate states, which is really cool. And we could actually use, we are thinking this may eventually be usable for solar cell applications. Now I'll talk about the thermal stability. So for the shifted version, we found out it's thermally stable for, this was only for 10,000 steps of molecular dynamics. So it's not fully conclusive, but it's very good already. We also calculated the frequency using the molecular dynamics. We wrote a program which extracts the positions and the velocities, and therefore the vibrational data of the atoms. So right here you can see at around 3,000 inverse centimeters that those are the hydrogen bonds, and the lower frequency ones are actually the interlayer bonds. So for the next one, we also found it was thermally stable, and we found the frequency as well. However, for the last structure, as you can see, we have this big jump in energy and temperature, which means that the structure is actually not thermally stable. So what happened in the simulation was that some of the hydrogen atoms actually dissociated from the system and formed hydrogen molecules. And this is also visible in the frequency calculations, where you can see that there's soft phonon modes at around the zero frequency, which also shows that there's a phase transition occurring. So in conclusion, after running a lot of molecular dynamics on many of the structures and simulating the density of states and many other properties, we found a lot of ways to actually tailor the band gap using the hydrogenation and shifting of the different layers. And we have found some specific systems with the band gap of around 1 eV and basically ways to tailor it. Yeah. We haven't actually looked into fabrication. We looked kind of about how it's done and basically that it's possible. It would be using chemical vapor deposition. That was what we found. And there's supposed to be a few other methods of doing that, but we haven't actually looked further into fabricating these.
Is that something
you
would be interested in?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Thank you.